Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.
News you can use. Connecting faith to life. It's Austin Hill in the Morning.
8 minutes past the hour on the Faith Radio Network. There was a day and a time and a place many years ago when the thought of reviewing motion pictures, doing movie reviews on Christian talk radio was thought of as just kind of an odd thing. In fact, some believe that that would be offensive because Christians don't go to movies. That was just understood in the minds of many. And this was a lot of years ago, quite frankly. A man who has helped pioneer that, well, a couple of people who have helped pioneer motion picture critique on Christian radio would be our own Kim Catola, who hosts the Cradle My Heart Talk program here on the Faith Radio Network. That was many years ago, long before she got involved in the life movement and became a prolific writer and blogger and speaker on life issues. But my next guest, Bob Waliszewski, has pioneered this all across the country. His plugged-in movie reviews are broadcast on hundreds upon hundreds of radio stations around the country, including the stations within the network of the Faith Radio Network. If you're looking at perhaps heading out to see a film before the fall season officially starts, you want to hear what Bob has to offer. Bob, welcome back to the program. Great to talk to you.
Well, Austin, great to be on this show.
Good to be back with you. Listen, several new films came out late last week. You'll be reviewing them on talk radio later this week. But let me ask you about a film that's been out for a while, Mission Impossible. What can you tell us about that?
You know, it's hard to believe that it's been 19 years since Tom Cruise started his role is Ethan Hunt in the first Mission Impossible, and now to this year, it's actually Mission Impossible 5, although we call it Rogue Nation. It was the number one film when it released 2 weeks ago. It also was number one last week, which some people thought was a big surprise because the new Fantastic Four, Marvel comic characters to the big screen, a lot of folks thought with it being new, it's Marvel, it would be number one, but Fantastic Four actually came in number two. With the Mission Impossible, by the way, we gave, for families who are concerned about how it stacks up for family friendliness, which I hope is all our listeners,
right?
Because I strongly believe our Lord cares about what we watch and what we listen to, that media can be very influential, that we ought to guard our hearts. The first Mission Impossible 5, the one that's number one at the theaters, we gave a mere 2.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. That's not a really great rating. So,
very
violence,
interesting.
Some sensuality that was a surprise this time, and the smattering of language too is what knocked it down.
Yeah, very interesting. Tom Cruise, my goodness, he just keeps going. He's the Energizer Bunny here. I mean, that's a long time, almost 20 years, to sustain that character in an action film.
And he still looks very fit. I mean, the guy obviously has a personal trainer and he works out well. So kudos to Tom.
Fair enough. Let me ask you about a film that, as I understand it, was just released last week. I know you're going to be reviewing it in detail later this week. Ricky and the Flash. Ricky and the Flash. The name alone gets my attention. What's going on here?
Yeah, you know, Meryl Streep is an incredibly talented actress. I mean, there's no one doubts her talent. But every once in a while, she will choose a character role where when you're done seeing the movie, you kind of shake your head and go, you know, Meryl, you're better than that. And this is kind of how I felt with Ricky and the Flash. Meryl Streep plays a 50-something, call it middle age. I guess 50-something isn't quite middle age, because if she's 55, is she going to live to be 110? I guess it's not middle age. But anyways,
oh,
someone around
middle age
rock singer who plays a exclusively at a small California nightclub for not much pay.
Okay.
We know that because constantly in the film they give her lines talking about how broke she is and how she needs money. But what we find out is that she abandoned her family when her three kids were very young. But now she finds out from her ex that her daughter, adult daughter's marriage is on the rocks. Her ex wants her to come back to Indiana, hopeful that a mom's love for a daughter may help bring this daughter out of her depression. Now, that's good stuff. And there are some good messages here, Austin. Let me just unpack a couple. One of the messages of this film is that it's never too late to get involved in your family, even if you've made terrible decisions in the past. You know, it's about second choices, maybe fifth choices, tenth choices, that you can still make a difference. That's good.
Sure.
Messages of forgiveness, the power of a parent to encourage. But I'll tell you, once there's a lot of problems with this film. The biggest one for me is it's a very long scene involving three people who have been smoking pot. We don't actually see them smoking pot, but we see the after effects. And it's totally glamorized. I mean, it's like it just makes it look like, wow, wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be cool? And that's just such a harmful, harmful message when, again, I believe in the power of film to influence. I believe a film like this could actually, if someone was on the borderline about whether to smoke dope or not,
yes.
I think a film like this could send them over the top going, huh, it does look pretty cool. I think I'll seek out some.
Very interesting.
And,
okay.
Every character in Ricky and the Flash is dysfunctional, by the way. No one really to root for. Yes, some people make some progress. They move, by the end of the film, they move in a better direction. Several people do, which is good, but even they have so far to go. Even moving in a generally positive direction, I still shook my head and go, you know, I wish there just was somebody rock solid to root for in this film. There really wasn't.
Yeah, very interesting. Bob Bolachevsky, by the way, on our guest line at the Faith Radio Network. He hosts the Plugged In movie review that you hear on the Faith Radio Network. He's talking about some motion pictures that came out at the end of last week, and they are making their way at theaters near you. Let's talk about one entitled Fantastic Four. That sounds like a very positive, uplifting title anyway. What's going on here?
You know, we're introduced to a character as a young boy who we find out has learned how to transport matter from point A to point B. When he gets a little older, somewhere around his teenage years, at a science fair, he encounters essentially a scientist who he said, we've been working on that same technology. We never figured it out, but you obviously have, you know, come with us. And anyways, one thing leads to another, and they find out not only can they transport things, but they can transport people, and they can transport them to a different dimension. But when they get to this different dimension, which is very much a planet, things go haywire for several of the characters. Some of them barely make it back. It's transformed their bodies on this other planet, this other dimension, into superhuman. And now, you know, they have to save the world. From an entertainment point of view, which I often don't talk about much, but I think it's important with this one, I will just say that right in front of me, I have a copy of a secular review of this film, and it says, superhero film, not so fantastic, and they gave it a D.
Wow.
D as in David.
Mm-hmm.
Not a B as in boy, a D, D,
right.
D. And we gave it a 2.5, which for family friendliness, there was a bunch of exploding heads, and we just said, okay, it's a little over the top. But it just lacked heart, and that's why the secular critics aren't liking this one. You come away, and I don't know how better to describe it, but when I say it doesn't have heart, I'm meaning that it's just kind of blah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the number two film in the nation. It just came in a little under Mission Impossible that we mentioned, but it deserves it. It didn't deserve to be the number one film in the nation.
Yeah, very interesting. Bob Bolachevsky, he's with the Plugged In Movie Review. Bob, quick break. We'll come back and get your final thoughts on another big one that's making its way around the country. Stand by for more. It's the Austin Hill in the Morning program. This is Faith Radio. It's 19 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. School is back in session, or at least soon will be, for a lot of students. That impacts not only students themselves, but moms and dads and families around the country. And some are trying to squeeze in a motion picture or something fun like that before school starts. Bob Balashevsky, he hosts the Plugged In Movie Review. He's on our guest line here on Faith Radio as we talk about some of the big motion pictures around our country. And he's offering his own critique of these. Bob, I have to ask you about one entitled Shaun the Sheep, which is kind of oddly titled in my view. What's this about?
It's a claymation film from the same folks that brought us Walter and Gromit. And this, we find out that life is pretty good at Mossy Bottom Farm, but the schedule can get a bit tedious. But a sheep named Shaun puts his noggin to the task of getting he and his woolly pals a vacation. They have to sidetrack the farmer. They use their greatest power, the ability by jumping over a fence to put someone to sleep, a human to sleep. But one thing leads to another. His rickety trailer, where he falls asleep, goes over hill and dale toward the big city. He bonks his head. He has no memory, and the sheep have to get him back home. There's not a single word of spoken dialogue. You could call it a silent movie. It's not silent because we have sound effects, and but there's not a single character that says a single word, which is interesting. We gave this one a 4. Mm-hmm. So for families looking to get out of the summer heat and get into an air-conditioned theater for the family, this one has possibility. Why did we knock it down a point from a 5 to a 4, which is still a great rating? As you might imagine, in this, most claymation films and animated films have this problem. Some toilet humor. Not so bad that folks can't navigate it, but enough that we knocked it down a point.
Well, fair enough. As you were describing it, that did sound kind of Wallace and Gromit to me.
Yeah, did I say Walter? Wallace and Gromit, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Wallace and Gromit, very much Wallace and Gromit. It, the same animators I think we're working on this are some of the same, so it has that definitely that Wallace and Gromit type feel.
Be that as it may, final question for you, Bob Walashevsky. For the parent, the mom or the dad, or even grandparent for that matter, that is looking for something fun to take the family to, the kids and the grandkids perhaps, here is a final fun thing to do before school starts. If we had our choice, what would you recommend personally?
Well, if folks haven't seen the Pixar film Inside Out, which has now been out 8 weeks, go see that one. That one was kind of the highlight film of the summer, in my opinion. And for folks that have and have just kind of like promised their kids that we're going to go to something,
right?
I would say that something could be Shaun the Sheep.
Very good. He's Bob Walashevsky. You find him at PluggedIn.com. He hosts the Plugged In Movie Review. Bob, love what you do. Appreciate it very much. And thanks for taking some time to be with us this morning.
So glad to, Austin.
All right, it's 5:23, make it 6:23 Central Time at Faith Radio. I'm Austin Hill. So much just ahead. Later this hour, at about 15 minutes from now, we check in with our great friend, Dr. Russell Moore. Dr. Russell Moore, author and a prolific speaker. He heads up the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention. His new book is called Onward, Pointing the Way Forward for the positioning, if you will, the functioning of the evangelical Christian church movement in Western societies, our own included. It's pretty important stuff. We'll hear from Dr. Moore in just minutes. It's the Faith Radio Network, Friday morning underway. We're glad you're with us. I'm Austin Hill. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.